Hey now, welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very good Tuesday to you. Another great show for you. Great day. Great day on tap. Let's get some. We are broadcasting from the Quicken Loans Studios. Quicken Loans. Mortgage confidently with Quicken Loans. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, check out that intro. Los Angeles, California, by the beaches. It's going to be a good day. All right, lots to get to today. Let me start you off with the telephone number. We have our first guest at 9:40 Pacific, 12:40 Eastern, meaning you should call me right now, 1-800-636-8686. Had a little bit of a bug with the phones yesterday. The phones are all good right now. Take advantage of the opportunity. No interviews until 40 past the first hour. You should call me right now. You've got your phone number. It is toll-free. It's good in the U.S. It's good in Canada. Hit me up on Twitter, at Jim Rome. Twitter is still a great way to go. It is the fastest and easiest way to get right into my telephone. And the good news is, I have never blocked anybody. 10 years on Twitter, I have never blocked anybody. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I've got my forum. You've got your forum. I've got my show. You've got your show. Say whatever you want. Do whatever you want. I really don't care. Hit me up, though, on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Best tweets get read on the air. If it's a really good tweet, I will turn it around. I'll repop it. I'll retweet it. I've got 1.35 million followers. Don't you want your tweets seen by a lot of people? Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, in terms of the interviews, coming up at 40 past, Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. That's coming up, 9:40. In hour number two, the author of a new book, Belichick, Ian O'Connor, joins us. In hour number three, David Njoku, Cleveland Browns tight end. So we've got a lot to get done today. You know where to find me. Let's get this thing going. Now, I did say yesterday that week three of the NFL season was weird, really weird. Then last night, continued that theme. Yeah, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have been a complete mess by Steelers standards, rolling into Tampa and suddenly looking like the Steelers all over again. You know, the Steelers we know. Antonio Brown was in the building last night after ditching work on Monday, and immediately he started doing Antonio Brown things in the first half. Things like this.
Shotgun snap, quick line drive, throw it to sidearm, throw it, goes to the far side. Antonio Brown breaks a tackle on the numbers of 20. On the sideline, 15, breaks a tackle, the 10, the 5, down the far sideline, touchdown Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown, a catch and run of 28 yards.
Westwood One on the call, and as I mentioned, Antonio Brown thinks. Like, he takes a quick pass, shakes the tackle, changes gears in a hurry, blows past another would-be tackler, and is in the end zone in a flash. And that's why he's Antonio Brown, and you're not. And that's why the Pittsburgh Steelers put up with him doing Antonio Brown things off the field. Because he shows up on Sunday or Monday night, and he does things like that on the field. However, the real play of the first half, maybe even of the entire season, came on Pittsburgh's third drive of the game. They were trailing 7-0. They had the ball on their own 25. Ben Roethlisberger finds Vance McDonald. Vance McDonald finds Bucs safety Chris Conte.
Shotgun snap. There's a throw to the far side. Caught by McDonald over the shoulder on the far sideline. 35. Up the sideline. 40. Breaks a tackle on the 50. Racing down the 40. Foot race to the 30. Sideline 20. Far sideline 10. They'll chase him into the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Uh-oh. Are you watching that on CBS Sports Network? You probably saw that last night. That stiff arm was unbelievable. I mean, the stiff arm in and of itself is always going to be one of the filthiest, disrespectful moves in all of sports. It's a thing of beauty, especially when done properly. But I don't think that I've ever seen a more proper stiff arm than that right there. Never seen a more nasty, humiliating, and demoralizing stiff arm than that right there. And when the referees are throwing flags for virtually everything else, how the hell do you not throw one there? Because that's 15 yards all day long for extreme disrespect. Like, there's a get off me stiff arm, and then there's a get off my planet stiff arm. Vance McDonald eviscerated Chris Conte with that one arm. He just turned Chris Conte into a million different internet memes. So, if you don't mind, please give it up for Vance.
Please give it up for Vince.
And then please send my condolences to Chris, because Vance just stiff-armed him into the center of the earth. I've watched that dozens of times, and I still can't figure it out. I still do not understand it. I mean, sure, Vance is the bigger man, but Conti is a grown man who has spent a lifetime playing football, and Vance McDonald just treated him like a mosquito, and he was the sledgehammer. So, what's the mindset when it comes to a play like that? I don't know. Take it away, Vance. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, just punish him. I mean, inflict as much force on him as possible. That's the first thing I think of.
Were you aiming specifically for a part, like for his...
Yeah, his temple. To just crush him. Yeah, that's what I was aiming for.
Did you know right away that you left him to just like that?
No. I mean, yeah, and things like that, they happen so fast, like, it's hard to even just remember, but he was in front of me, and I knew just the coverage, I knew there was no one left in the field, so, you know, I had the whole sideline.
Quote, just punish him, inflict as much force on him as possible. Yeah, well, you did that, Vance. Mission accomplished. Oh, and if you can't get enough of this guy, here's another gem of a quote. I love contact. If a DB or a safety wants to take me up high, God bless them, because I'm going to hit them hard. That's my goal. End of quote. The only thing better than the stiff arm itself was Steeler Cam Hayward celebrating on the sideline by pointing at Chris Conti. The Bucs safety suffered a knee injury and he left the game. The team tweeted, injury update, safety Chris Conti, knee is out for the remainder of the game. I wouldn't have been surprised if that tweet read, injury update, Chris Conti, out for the remainder of life. But as remarkable as that stiff arm was, and as credible as Antonio Brown's touchdown was, it would not have been the 2018 Steelers without a hell of a lot of drama, right? And you got that in the second half when the defense imploded and Roethlisberger snapped on Brown after a miscommunication on third down. I mean, the whole thing is still so weird. Really weird. Like, just when you thought the Steelers were pulling out of it, just when it felt like they were turning their season around in Tampa, they nearly blow it. They're up 30-10, and they promptly give up 17 straight points, and they nearly hand that game to the Bucs before they finally get the stop when they have to have it. And then even then, they still needed Big Ben to make a big play and James Conner to ice it. Because if the Steeler defense did come back on the field, it felt like a guaranteed loss. I mean, things are so weird with this team that Roethlisberger opened up the presser by apologizing to Brown. But then AB said it's really not necessary.
He always made me feel good communicating and talking to me. It's like when your wife tell you you're looking strong, getting the groceries, make you want to get more groceries. So.
I see it working, AB, I think. I guess. Listen, winning cures pretty much everything. If not everything, just about everything, and they did do what they had to do to grind out a tough win on the road, but it's not going to fix all their problems. For instance, they're still a really undisciplined football team. Le'Veon Bell still is not there and probably is not coming back, and they damn near gave away a game that they had already won. So sure, throw it in my face. Go ahead and look up at the scoreboard. I always say it myself. Scoreboard. Look up at it. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Look up at the scoreboard. Just know that when you do, you're still looking up at everybody else in that division. They did what they had to do. They got the win. They were able to grind it out. But that's not going to fix everything. And, of course, we'll get to Fitzmagic and all you geniuses running right to Twitter with Fitz Tragic, like you were the only one who thought of that. I will say that was something. You know, in terms of whether or not this guy gets to keep his gig, my point on the NFL and CBS was, it's not what does he have to do to keep that gig, it's what does he have to do to lose that gig. And that's virtually impossible given how he played in the first couple of games. And then what happens? He comes out and he throws three picks in the first half. Not only three picks, but three picks on three consecutive passes. Not only three picks on three consecutive passes, but three picks on three consecutive passes and a pick six. But then he went Fitzmagic in the second half. The magic came back and nearly ripped that game. It's still his job. It's still his job. So I want to get into all that. Also last night, what can you do? Another game and, of course, roughing the passer, the big topic. Remember coming out of the offseason and into the regular season, everybody was so concerned about the new helmet rule, lowering the helmet. What was that going to mean? How are they going to call that? That's been no issue whatsoever. But the roughing the passer rule has been a major issue, and there were four more penalties called on that last night. So we have to talk about that some more. Again, I understand making the game safer. They should. I understand wanting to protect the quarterback. They should do that. No one's going to watch the NFL if you've got a bunch of starting quarterbacks and stars on the sideline. I also understand that. But again, where do you draw the line? Roughing the passer or tackling the quarterback? I heard the Batman theme. That can only mean one thing. Dear Rome Skillet, was that Vance McDonald or Alvin pushing Hawk out of the way as he tried to fix the phones? Signed, Casey, New Hampshire. The phones are fixed. The one thing you can't fix, though, is Hawk's response to me yesterday when I said to him, hey, how's your day going? Oh, it's a dream. It's a dream. And said it with a straight face. That was not sarcasm at all. He was still living the life of a Tiger Woods honk. Like, when I said to him, how was your day? It was kind of rhetorical. My question, how was your day, was actually my telling him, I'm not having a good day here, Hawk. But he took it as a question. Hey, how's your day? Oh, it's a dream. My guy won. That was yesterday.
Dream day.
A dream day is what he called it. This email says, hey, Jim, today is my dad's special day. So I was hoping that you could have Alvin rock dad's favorite song. Recently, he has been crusty and struggling to keep his head above water. He has reached his boiling point. A congratulatory line from you might bring him out of his shell and hopefully even crack him up. Sizzlingly yours, Kyle Shanahan. Hashtag National Lobster Day. Love this song. I did not know that it was National Lobster Day, but I do now. War Dad. Whatever you do, Alvin, do not stop that song. War Dad teaching me how to claw my way to the top. Signed, Den Bisk. Unshellfish emailer. You know, back in the day, I had this vacation property. We had a vacation property in an undisclosed site in a community where the Rock Lobster also had a house. And I remember the sales rep saying to me, you know, Coach Shanahan's here. He's got a place here. And I laughed because the Lobster and I were not doing well. The Lobster and I were not on good terms. And ironically, one of the reasons the Lobster and I were not on good terms was something I said about his kid. So the sales rep who sold the property to me said, you know, Coach is here. Shanahan's got a property here. I said, damn, y'all let anybody in. He said, that's funny. Romy said the exact same thing about you. Rock Lobster. So, hey, look, time goes on. Wounds get healed. Some get fixed, some don't. Let me just be the first one to wish the Lobster or the Shanahan family a very happy National Lobster Day. My man did get pretty red in the face. But personal appearances are not show fodder, even if that NFL head coach looked like a lobster. Stop doing it, clones. I've got certain relationships I'm trying to maintain here. A certain amount of credibility. Jamie in Green Bay. Thanks, Albie. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, that stiff arm took Conte's manhood. Brian Bosworth just cringed seeing that play. Listen, it's going to happen. If you're on the field, it's going to happen. I mean, I don't care who you are, how tough you are, how bad you are, how strong you are. Football is a game of leverage, right? That's going to happen. And my man Vance sized him up. Like he said, he knew because of the scheme, there was nobody behind him. It was him against him on the sideline and nothing between him and that kind of stiff arm glory. That's demoralizing. That's embarrassing. I've got no dog in that fight, and I'm embarrassed. That was a perfectly and brutally executed stiff arm. Hey, Rome, when asked how his day was, Chris Conte said, it's like a dream. Signed, Adam Hawk.
Honestly, dream day. Dream
really?
Day. Yeah,
really? Well, you're having a good day.
I didn't think yesterday was real, and then I checked the ESPN, and or CBS, I should say, and Tiger still won, so dream day.
All right, again, that was in response to all hell breaking loose on this show yesterday. You got nowhere to hide, do you, Hawk? You got no excuse, do you? All hell was breaking loose. We had no phone lines. And I've said a million times, I can do this show without your phone calls. You know, I prefer not to, but I could. I mean, I did. But we had no phone lines, meaning there were no calls coming in, and there was no way for us to get our guests on the phone. So you're about to get 3 hours of just me straight. Rant, not rat. Don't do that. So you might think that's fine, Rome. The show's probably better that way. Yeah, I guess, arguably. But in the midst of it all, when there were no answers and it was all going straight to hell, I said to Hawk on the air, how's your day going, Hawk? Oh, it's a dream day. He literally turned that into a reason to honk Tiger Woods. Like, totally oblivious that everything around him is going to hell. And he's the EP of the show. That was a great moment.
Dream day.
Even Hawk admits the day after it sounds even worse. Oh, it does. It definitely sounds worse today than it did yesterday. And yesterday it sounded pretty bad. If it'll make you feel any better, it is National Lobster Day, though. All right, lots still ahead. I want to get into everything that I talked about from last night's game, but I want to lay it out at length. Raider fan, I meant to get to you yesterday. I was not able to do so. And there's more information now than there was then, so we'll revisit that. I want to talk about the Oakland A's. They're in the postseason. They started the season with the lowest payroll in Major League Baseball, and they are in. I love these guys. Gordon Hayward admitting it. Hey, look, I wanted a boy. What can I say? Really, Gordo? We know. What's next? John Gruden admitting that he screwed up that Khalil Mack trade? You don't need to spend time telling us things we already know. NBA Media Day. I want to recap that. Jimmy Garoppolo. It's official. Shredded ACL. Out for the year. And at least one Instagram model could not wait to pile on. Man, my man is having a tough year on and off the field. All of that still ahead. Phone lines are open. Hit me up. Call me right now. Now is the time to call. 1-800-636-8686. Building Pros. Listen up. If you're a contractor, a builder, or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner that you need for all your flooring needs. With special pro-only pricing and dedicated support, LL Pro Plus will help you get the flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. Are you worried about selection and availability? You never need to be, because Lumber Liquidators has over 150 million square feet of flooring available, with over 100,000 square feet in stock in most stores. And they do stock professional grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, grout, so you can get exactly what you need when you need it. Are you too busy to pick up your flooring? That's not a problem. The LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. And with LL Pro Plus, you can even get a business line of credit. So put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or lumberliquidators.com/prosales today.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Travis Kelce coming up in 15 minutes from right now. Charger fan Dan tweets, Jim, don't skip past the fact that Adam Hawk also referenced the competing sports network instead of his employer in that Dream Day take. It's a good point, Dan. It's not a good day for you, Hawk. At Michael St. Michael tweets, how the hell is Adam Hawk still employed? He is the Gilligan of the XR4TI crew. Wow, Hawk. When they say ignorance is bliss, I imagine you must be in heaven. What a beauty. That's a good tweet.
Dream day.
You know, I love my job. I talk sports every single day. On occasion, you clones will chip in, hit me up with a quality contribution. However, the show does take a lot of prep. And part of that prep is getting the best night of sleep that I can get every single night. And I'm able to do so because nobody in my house snores. Not my wife, not my kids, not my cats, nobody. We do not snore. It's a snore-free home. Therefore, I sleep well every single night. That might not be the case in your house. In fact, if somebody is snoring there, that's not sleeping. You need a Zypa. ZYPPAH.com. ZYPPAH.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. I get up early every single morning. I feel great because I sleep well every single night. If that's not the case for you, get a Zypa. If you want great sleep, get a Zypa. Once again, ZYPPAH. Happy Z spelled backwards. Go to ZYPPAH.com. Make sure you and everybody you know get a great night of sleep. Put an end to the snoring. Have that great night of sleep with a Zypa. Go to Zypa.com. ZYPPAH. Zypa.com. So I've got Travis Kelce coming up at 9:40 Pacific. I've got a few moments to talk about also what I saw last night. Now, in terms of the quarterback situation for the Bucs, on the NFL Today on CBS, Sunday morning, I did say Ryan Fitzpatrick was the starter in Tampa. And it was not a matter of what he had to do to keep that gig, rather a matter of what he had to do to lose that gig. And then he promptly went out and did exactly what he would have to do to lose that gig. Three picks in the first half. That's bad. That's bad. But you know what's worse than three picks in the first half? Three picks on three straight pass attempts, because he did that too. And you know what's even worse than three picks on three straight pass attempts? Three picks on three straight pass attempts capped off by a pick six, because he did that as well. And about a million people on Twitter thought that they were the first and the funniest to tweet Fitz tragic. If the Twitter fail whale was ever going to come out again, it would have been right there. And we would have all deserved it. Because just as guys thinking that they were original by going with Fitz magic, Fitz tragic was one of the most obvious takes ever. And of course, everybody was saying, here we go again. This is what Ryan Fitzpatrick does. He shows up in a place, he gets a shot to start, he lights it up, then he falls apart. Rinse and repeat. Same old Fitzpatrick. Look, I'm not going to argue that those picks weren't picks and that there weren't three of them and one of them got housed. I'm not going to say that. That all happened. However, they were not all his fault. There was a tipped ball. There was a bad route mixed in there. And there was a hell of a lot of pressure in Fitzpatrick's face nearly every single time he went back to pass. So he and the Bucs dig themselves a huge hole. And it did look like, I'll admit, it looked like for a matter of time, it was just a matter of Jameis Winston showing up at the facility this morning and reclaiming the starter's job. But then something happened. Something amazing. Fitzpatrick turned it around. The magic returned, and after playing the Bucs out of the game and beating himself, Ryan Fitzpatrick played them right back into the game, and they nearly beat the Steelers. And there was not a more Ryan Fitzpatrick moment than when he did this.
Fitzpatrick will throw an arching spiral pass down the near side. It's a falling down, backpedaling catch in the corner of the end zone by Evan. He was heavily covered. Fitzpatrick threw the ball with an arching spiral in the near corner, and it was caught by Evans for the Tampa Bay touchdown.
Thanks to Westwood One again. Fitzpatrick's pass was great. His reaction, even greater. It looked like he had just been hit with the paddles and had a million volts coursing through his veins, which he did. And that's what he's been doing for that team right now. And that's why this guy deserves to keep the gig. Not because he became the first guy to throw for 400 yards in three straight games, even though he did. Because last night's 400-yard game was nothing like the first two. And not because he's got an amazing beard, and he does. And not because of that. But because right now, he's able to do things with that offense that Jameis Winston has never done consistently. How different is that game if Fitzpatrick isn't facing pressure nearly 40% of his dropbacks? How different is that game if Chris Godwin actually has hands instead of oven mitts where his receiver glove should be? If either of those things happen, there's a chance he doesn't throw for 400 yards because they're not playing catch-up all night long. Maybe they take the lead, they run the ball some, and they spin clock. Look, it's not my call whether or not this guy keeps that job. I've given Dirk Cutter my advice, and it sounds like he's taking it, because here's what he had to say after that game.
Of course, we love Jameis. I mean, Jameis is he's a member of our team, and anxious to get him back. He'll be great in our locker room, and I know Jameis, whatever role that he ends up in, I know Jameis will embrace that role and give it everything he's got.
Hopefully. Hope so. Sounds like we're looking at least one more week of Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tampa Bay Bucs starting quarterback, and he's earned it. Again, not all those picks were his fault, nor were the drops by his receivers, nor was the fact that his line couldn't pass protect, nor was the fact that DeSean Jackson had an 80-yard punt return for a TD called back. It's not his fault they lost that game. Look, he's going to lose that gig at some point. Just not this week, or at least he better not. Because Fitzmagic is doing things that Winston has never consistently done, and he deserves to keep that gig. Not forever. Not forever, but he sure as hell deserves it for another week. It's not his fault they lost last night. Keep the job. Keep the gig. Jameis needs to stay out of trouble, and until Fitzmagic gives them a legitimate reason to rip that gig, to me it's still his. And last night was not that reason. He still gives them a better chance to win. When we return, Travis Kelce, Chiefs tight end, joins me. First up, though, bottom of the hour sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS's Super Bowl season continues with a great doubleheader. First, the undefeated Dolphins head to New England for an AFC Eastern showdown with the Pats, you know, are hungry for a win after a couple of straight losses. Then you have Drew Brees coming off an exciting overtime winning TD and setting the NFL's career completion record, driving New Orleans into New York to battle Eli Manning and the Giants. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific. So another big weekend of the NFL. We had a tremendous episode of RPO yesterday. It's one of our podcasts, our new NFL podcast, Rome Price Opinion. My man Trevor Price, he had a great first episode, a better second episode, and he was lights out yesterday. Make sure you check that. I'm going to reset that for you a little bit later on, but that's a podcast you want to listen to. That is hardcore NFL, all NFL, and you're not going to get takes like that anywhere else, I don't think. That's real. Trevor's a guy who played 14 years in the NFL. He won 2 Super Bowls. He's got an F-bomb or two locked away. In fact, it's not even locked away. He'll come with it. So you want to make sure you check that out. The other great thing about that podcast is you've got Trevor picking NFL games against the spread. The Monday night game, the Thursday game, and we both have our waiver wire pickups too. So lots of good things in that pod. It is the RPO. I'm going to reset that for you on the program, and I need you to subscribe to that. Once you subscribe to it, you're good. You don't have to go looking for it. It will find you every single week. Also, Jim Rome Podcast, dropping on Wednesdays now. The RPO is on Monday. The Jim Rome Podcast is on Wednesdays. Eric Burns, jungle favorite. He has not been on the program in a long time. And he's going to join me on this week's Jim Rome Podcast, which is going to drop tomorrow. Lots of things going on. Good things going on. And I'm efforting Travis Kelce. Yo, Batman, watch that camera. I walked in that thing the other day. It did not feel good. It felt below average. Like I said, my biggest fear was I hit that camera for the first time, and I thought for sure I was going to have a Hasim Rahman on my forehead, where I had a forehead on top of my forehead, which is what Rahman had. Google it. Look it up. It's crazy. You just see Alvin coming in here with like one of those cold presses they use in boxing, pushing on my head. Dear Rome, Fitz tragic. That's great. We haven't heard that yet. Regards, people who ask if anyone else thinks that Robert Ori looks like Will Smith. Steve in PHX. Yeah, I don't know who I'm more impressed by, Ori or Will Smith. Ori's got like 14 NBA titles. Big game, Bob. Big shot, Bob. Rome, it's a tweet from Gio. Two people that should quit. The guy that got stiff-armed to the ground and that guy that know nothing on the Jim Rome Show. What do you mean, Hawk? Signed, quitters.
Green Day.
And one last email, and I'm still trying to effort Travis Kelce. Hey, Jim, I hope your morning is going better than mine. I am beside myself. And just so freaking done with baseball. Watching Oakland celebrate making the playoffs while my Mariners sat there with their eyes like dead carp just watching. That was their playoff spot that they choked away for the better part of 2 months. After 41 years and only 4 playoff appearances in their history. After 30 plus years of rooting for the Mariners, I am done. I don't care anymore. I'll never watch another game. Mike in Ferndale. You know, Mike, normally that's where I would jump in and say, you know what? Come on, man. Shake it off. You don't mean that. That's a lie. You know you will. Normally I would say that, but I'm not going to. You're making a good decision. You should never watch a Mariners game ever again. In fact, you should have made that decision a long time ago. Had you made that decision earlier, you would have not gone through what you went through this year. You know, when they fire it out and they look like one of the best teams in Major League Baseball, they look like they were going to snap that drought. they look like they would not only make the postseason, but maybe even make a run in the postseason. Had you done the right thing and sworn these chokers off earlier, you wouldn't have had to endure this. But better late than never. You bet your ass that's hard to watch. The Oakland A's, with their payroll, with their injuries, with all the turmoil and all the challenges and obstacles that they had to overcome, to see them celebrating against your guys, yeah, I'd be upset too. You're doing the right thing, Mike. Never, ever watch the Mariners ever again. And believe me, I know. I went to one of their games recently. And the only reason I went to one of their games recently, Janet, my wife Janet's got this thing. Every single year she buys this package to support the local schools. And that package is front row seats at an Angel game, get on the field before the Angel game. We do this every single year to support the local schools and to see the Angels. Now, for 2 years, we had season tickets to the Angels, but I could only go to so many games. Believe it or not, even for the job that I do, I could only go to so many games. So we pick our spots now. I still like the experience. I still like seeing the Angels. I still want to go see Shohei, Mike Trout, and I like it. I do. It's fun. However, she doesn't know or care who they play. And when I said to her, I know you bought that package, who do we play? You don't get your choice. You don't pick the game. They pick the game. So what I'm saying to you, Mike, is you are doing the right thing. Hey, Adam, pick up the phones for a minute. Headphones. Adam Hawk, EP. Dude, your head's got to be spinning. You have to be trying to anticipate. Oh, no. Where's the old man going with this one?
Yeah, I'm just hoping Travis Kelce
calls. Mariners. I hope it's the Mariners he's going to ask me about. What's going on with Travis Kelce? Any idea?
He's running a little behind right now, and he should be calling in any second or so, I'm told, by the person that is hanging out with him.
All right, this is not a trick question. How is your day going?
It's still great. I'm used to the new setup that I have working around these phones. We've troubleshooted for now. And also, you know, it's Tiger still won on Sunday.
Dude, you seriously are going back to fanboy.
I can't help it.
You should help it. Take your headphones off, man. Stop talking to me. Just stop being a fanboy.
You little fanboy bitch.
You little fanboy bitch. We don't do things like that around here. I mean, Connor, if I can't talk any sense into that porn stash rocking EP of mine, maybe Conor McGregor can, Alvin.
You little fanboy bitch.
We don't root, bro. You and Chael Jr. both behind that glass. We don't root, bro. Hey, Ross, I haven't had this conversation with you. You understand that, right? You don't root. Alvin, where do we find these people? What a collection, the XR4TI. Man, it's so great that we have the CBS Sports Network so y'all can see what's going on. Y'all can see that side of the glass that I've been looking into for years. You can all see what I'm dealing with on a daily basis. Even after all that heat Hawk took yesterday, he still doubled back to Tiger. I'm still having a pretty good day. It might not be my dream day, but it's still one of my better days because Tiger finally won. It's a good thing he did, too, because if he had not cashed in that 3-shot lead, I'm here to tell you, he would have never won ever again. This guy would have been shattered. But he did win. So I'm going to say that almost anything is possible for Eldrick since he did finish. And I'm also on record as saying, this guy to me is so much more human than he's ever been. More human, less robotic. More human, more likable. He cashed that in. Who knows? You know, anything's possible. Now that he's got that win, maybe a major is possible. Maybe. So, that's a good laugh. Not as good a laugh as the one I'm going to get to a little bit later on. That might be the best laugh ever. Dude, what's up? Alvin, why are you doing that? Hey, Alvin, what are the best laughs? I'm not asking you for that laugh. Do you still have your laugh track of some of the great laughs? I want to set that up because we may have a contender for best laugh ever. If you look back in the history of the program and in the history of sports, Alvin, what are some of the best laugh tracks that you have? I know that one. What else you got?
Wow, I got chills.
That was incredible.
I got you. I let me.
That's the winner, right? Got Leslie Visser. She's a Hall of Famer. She is so good. She is so good. And she was so mad at me that day. The last thing I want to do is ever get on the wrong side of Leslie Visser. She's a Hall of Famer. She's an unbelievable reporter. She's had an amazing career. But we played that laugh a couple of times, maybe more than a couple of times. Leslie was not happy with me. I got a very stern rebuke from Leslie. Don't do that. I'm going to stop. I mean this sincerely. Leslie is awesome. She was a pioneer. She's a Hall of Famer. And you do not want to be on the wrong end of that phone call. And I was that day. I hope she's not still mad. We are joined right now by a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. He is an all-pro. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. I could run down these stats, but I'm running out of time. I mean, huge game in the win over San Francisco. For the season, already 16 receptions, 229 yards, NFLPA's Week 2 Community MVP, and appears courtesy of Old Spice and their new Old Spice Beard Care Collection. Travis Kelce is my guest. Travis, good morning. What's up? How are you?
Jim, always appreciate being on the show, big guy. I'm doing great.
Man, it's so good to have you back, even if we have a few minutes. Let me ask you, Travis, 3-0, and the offense is putting up crazy numbers. You've gone for over 100 yards or more in the last two games. Obviously, everybody's hitting on all cylinders. What does the offense feel like to you, and what's it like to play in this offense?
It's ecstatic, man. It's so much fun. I mean, everybody's getting a piece of the pie. Pat's out there just slinging it around, man. It's fun to, I'm sure, just to call plays for us, for Coach Reed, but it's fun playing for him right now because of how much energy he's bringing. And overall, it's just it's great because we're winning, but it'll be even sweeter when we get to the playoffs and do something special there too.
You know, Travis, you and I spoke at the Super Bowl right after the news broke that Alex Smith had been traded. And at that time, you had nothing but love for him as a person, a leader, a quarterback, a teammate. But you did have high expectations for Pat Mahomes. And, you know, that said, could you have ever imagined him stepping in and doing what he's done in the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, 13 touchdowns, it's hard to predict something like that. Even though we do set the bar high in terms of expectations of the offense, what we've been able to do, what Pat's been able to do is just eye-opening. And it's hats off to him for being ready for the opportunity. And, you know, it's a fun offense to play in. It's when you can be excited for the guy around you success the way we have, it's special.
Travis Kelce joins me for another moment or so. So what has impressed you the most about Mahomes and the way he has stepped into his role as starting quarterback?
How we've been able to handle adversity and how he leads us. We've hit a few spots there in the second half of a few games, second quarter of the Steelers game specifically, where you know, it got a little rough for us. And in years past, we may not have bounced back from that. And with 1-5, it's been a smooth transition. And hey, let's get this thing going, get the energy back up, the alertness, and let's go out there and make plays because we got playmakers to make them.
All right, now, Travis, because we hit this thing a little bit off, you joined me a little bit late. You don't have a lot of time here, but I want you to get in here quickly with the glorious beard action from Old Spice. If the listeners want to get in on that, how do they do so?
Today it's Old Spice. Well, it's the Old Spice has finally got down to Beardness, which is the new Old Spice beard collection. You can get it available on Amazon.com today. On Twitter, Old Spice is doing a Q&A with their bearded quartet, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern. Any beard grooming questions you have, they'll have answers for you. And it's cool to finally see Old Spice get into the beard collection.
Right, now, listen, I appreciate any time I get with you, Travis. Tell me you and I can do this again soon so we can have some more time together and talk about your season and the team.
We definitely got to do it, Jim. I appreciate you, big guy.
All right, you too, Travis. Thanks so much. Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs tight end. Like I said, not ideal, but you got to take it when you can get it. And I will take a conversation with him anytime I can get that. All right, that's hour number one. We'll come back and reset for hour number two. Don't go anywhere. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Stay tuned.